Every new year, the composer William Boyce was required to write an ode, which would be performed for the king. During his long stint as master of the king's music, he wrote 34 such odes, first for George II and later for George III. The words were usually admittedly rather sycophantic, and combined with rousing music, they were designed to give the monarch a good start to the year. Though the words of the ode were often circulated, the performance of the music was often a one-off event, just performed in court. One of these odes, written in 1756, has become famous because of its overture, which ended up as part of Boyce's first symphony when he published his 8th symphony some 4 years later. At the time of the publication, the 49-year-old Boyce was withdrawing from public musical life because he was gradually going deaf. He had the idea of putting together the material which he had from the past 21 years of composing odes and overtures to theatrical works and compiling works which he called symphonies. They remain the most popular of Boyce's compositions. The first allegro movement of Boyce's first symphony is a joyful work, and it was chosen by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle as they processed out of Westminster Chapel last year. So, with the sprightly rhythms of this performance by the English Concert under Trevor Pinnock, I would like to wish all the listeners of FMR a very happy New Year. That was the first movement from William Boyce's first symphony, performed by the English Concert under Trevor Pinnock. To hear this bonbon as a podcast, go to the FMR website and click Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.